I think in some ways, you know, it was possible that what was playing out in Libya next door and, you know, a month later basically was that Clinton saw an opportunity to get on the right side of history. That was what how people were talking at the time, you know, get on the right side of history, get with the sort of young protesters who are demanding democracy and, you know, make a decisive break with these dictators who the U.S. had backed or tolerated for decades. And so that might have been a factor, too. The other thing that comes up a lot when you talk to people who were in government at the time and involved in these discussions is that Libya is a very small country population-wise, and most of it's desert, so the population is mostly up against the coast. It's only about 6 million people. There's not a Sunni-Shia split, and there was lots of oil, which, as in the case of, you know, sort of echoes of Iraq, you know, some people thought, well, hey, they can pay to rebuild, they can pay to sort of get a new government on its feet. And so if there were, you know, some people thought if there's ever a sort of ideal case for regime change, you have the right scale, you didn't have the sectarian split, you also had a guy, you know, widely considered, despised for many reasons in many countries.